Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble and a very informative hadith. This hadith is about the wisdom behind the diversity of the Prophet's miracles. Imam Hadi alayhi salam said the following in reply to Ibn Sikit's question about the reason for Allah sending Moses with the staff that turned into a snake, his illuminated hand and magic as a resource, and his sending Prophet Jesus with medicine as a resource, and his sending Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi sallam with speech and eloquence. As you know, each of the prophets was sent with a miracle. You know, the function of the miracle is to affirm the prophethood of the prophet, because as you know, there is no way to actually confirm the fact that a certain human is, you know, in contact with God and is receiving revelation and information from God. You know, if somebody claims that he has contact with, you know, an angel or with God or something, we have no way of confirming it unless God confirms it through a miracle. Because, you know, of course there is a certain logic behind this confirmation, in the sense that we know that if this person was a liar, then God Almighty, he wouldn't have given the person the power to perform such a miracle, because it would ultimately lead to the misguidance of, you know, human beings, and this is not something that, you know, God would be happy about, would be pleased at. In any case, these miracles that God sent the prophets with were diverse. For example, in this hadith, you know, the person asking the Imam Hadi alayhi salam, he alludes to this fact. He says that Prophet Moses was sent with certain miracles, the Prophet Jesus was sent with other miracles, and the Prophet Muhammad was ultimately sent with a certain type of miracle. In response, the Imam says, "Verily, when Allah sent Moses, the trend prevalent among the people of the time was magic. So he brought them something from Allah, the like of which they were incapable of producing, which thwarted their magic, and with which he demonstrated the proof against them. And verily, Allah sent Jesus at a time when paralytic diseases were widespread and people needed medicine. So he brought them something from Allah, the like of which they did not have, and with which he brought life to the dead, cured the blind and the leper with Allah's permission, and demonstrated the proof against them. And verily Allah sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at an era when the prevalent trend among the people of the time was speech and eloquence." And this person narrating this hadith says, and I think he even said poetry. In any case, the Imam then continues and says, "So he brought to them Allah's exhortations and wisdoms, with which he thwarted their words, and with which he demonstrated the proofs against them." And you know, this is actually one of the testaments to the superiority of the Prophet Muhammad, in the sense that his message itself was a miracle, in contrast to the other prophets. Right, their miracles were distinct from their message, and their miracles were not, instances of knowledge. Whereas the Quran, the ultimate and eternal miracle of the Prophet, was not only his message itself, but also a form of knowledge. Right, and we know that knowledge is, you know, one of the most superior of virtues. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the reason and wisdom behind the diversity of the Prophet's miracles in the words of Imam Hadi alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.